my God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give an international shout out to Terry Sue from the UK.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, gang, here we are, Thursday, Friday, Junior. Yep, that's where we're at today, right now, this very minute. And we are excited to see all of you. Yes, we are. Jimbo is here. You may hear his sniffles. He's got allergies pretty bad.
Or something. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. You will.
Not from that. Tomorrow we'll just tell if it's more.
So welcome, blog talkers, Facebookers.
Facebookers.
And we are here, and so we welcome ourselves.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody that we're using ordinary playing cards. They are central to this method. You know, because my grandmother taught it that way. I just want to make that distinction so no one thinks that, oh, she's doing tarot reading. No, these are definitely ordinary playing cards, the kind we could just start dealing out poker with, and not oracle cards or any other system that you see out there. I feel that personal prophecy, which is the name of this method of card reading, really kind of stands on its own. It becomes highly addictive even for me because it's so literal and can be so incredibly accurate that I am still amazed all these years later. So anyway, with that said, I also want to remind you that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of the callers and their questions. It's simply how I really enjoy doing these, where others might just kind of kick out a few cards. I would just really rather see the whole playing field of your life. And it gives me a chance to see like where you've come from and where you're heading as we're right here in the present. So with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo himself.
Alrighty, welcome everybody. I want to remind you the show is for educational informational purposes only. We also want to remind the folks out there, those that are in Blog Talk land, our callers that are on holding or future callers, and same with the Facebookers that are out there who have not joined us yet. If you are international, let us know and we will give you international shout outs. Like we have Jeanette, who I believe is back in Canada, I'm assuming. And then we have Terry Sue in the UK, and I'm sure we'll have more. And as they show up, when we get little breaks, little pauses, little gaps, I'll give them international shout-outs.
Uh-oh, Terry Sue has had 5 beverages.
Well, tonight. You know what? It is midnight-ish.
That
sounds
true.
Pretty fine, you know.
Yeah, it really does.
Does indeed it does.
All right. We have Rachel in Australia. And it's morning when she comes to the
show.
She's
not here yet.
No, I know. But when she comes, she's often having a beer in
the
morning.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a true statement. I tested it. I was listening to the show. If you hear nothing anytime, obviously, if you hear nothing, you're not hearing these words this second. But in the future, if you anybody that calls the show and doesn't hear the show, something went wrong, call back. Okay, Facebookers, you know the deal, most of you, unless you're new, that we will make attempts. We're usually pretty good. We try pretty good. Obviously, Wednesday was alternate Wednesday, so we did focus a lot on you folks. But we'll make attempts to go over and give you guys some love, too, since you can't call in because you're not filthy rich. We just don't know when those times will be, and we'll announce it
exactly
on demand, and then we'll take the first messenger call when we announce it to Deborah Lee.
And if it's a slow
audio
for callers, you're going to get a lot of attention.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. You just can't tell. Lady Luck. She does what she wants to do. Now the harps, yes. That means your reading with Deborah is over. It's concluded. It's a free reading, so it's got to end in a timely manner. But before you depart, we will give you an angel card reading. And tonight it is the original angel card. It's going to be a message from an archangel. Don't know which one until we pull the card. But they're good. They're very good. Mm-hmm. Got a bunch of the archangels in there. I don't know how many there is. If it's all of them, I am not an educated man on archangels. So I just know it's a bunch.
I wonder how many there are.
I don't know. I know not. I mean, that's something people could look up. But, I mean, I would bet you that Sophia would know that because she has a whole bunch of their cards. So obviously, she's really into that stuff there.
I wouldn't be surprised she gets called that a lot.
Sonia? I'd never done that before. I don't know what happened there. That was FUBAR. All right. I think we've done enough blah, blah, blah. Let's take our first caller. We're going to area code 775 in Nevada. 775, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to have you with us. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Hi, Wendy.
Ooh,
how are you?
Forever.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you in some time.
I know. I've been missing you both, and I'm not ready to talk about the trauma that I've been through, but thank you. A question that I have on my mind is my previous manager is a very tight-fisted, unkind person, her name begins with an M, and she sent me an email basically stating that she's not only going to keep my $500 security deposit, she's adding $1,100 extra to that, and she says if I don't pay up by June 15th, she will send me two collections. And part of this, I've talked to a lot of people, and apparently she was supposed to send this demand to me in hard copy via letter. Well, she did not. She sent it in an email. Furthermore, I'm told that she's supposed to give itemized receipts. She did not. And part of the cost is $750 for painting. We did nothing to the walls. Zero. And I looked at the lease, and in the lease that this company wrote, it clearly states, if you've lived in your apartment beyond 37 months, we lived there 7 years, then you owe zero for painting and cleaning.
Yeah.
And so she's not a kind person. And somebody gave me a suggestion that sounds great. The suggestion was to shut her down, forward all this to her boss, to the corporate office that is in the same city where I live, and just say, I'd love to talk to you about this, and just say, FYI, I'm informed that this is supposed to be sent to me hard copy, and there's no itemized receipts, and this is way beyond 21 days now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Whoever gave you that advice, you should kiss their feet.
That's good advice for anybody having
absolutely
any kind of an issue. Move it up to the hierarchy.
Yes, and I bet they're going to blow it away from there. Otherwise, we have actually gone to court in the past, to small claims court, and they have lost trying to push all that.
Yes, all right. So the question is, where's this going? Is that what you want to know? How's this going to come out?
Well, my question is it a good way to approach this by emailing the corporate office and calling them, which is in the same city where I live, and tell them, I've been told this is not legally correct, and we lived there almost 7 years. Here's a snapshot of the lease that your company created. Will they just say I owe zero, or what's going to happen?
Interesting.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at.
Very good question.
You have some people that are international.
Yes, well, I have Suzanne, who's from the land of the Scots.
Yep.
Scotland, international shout-out.
And
yeah, Rachel showed up from who we were just speaking of. Rachel from the Australia. Has
her
up.
Ears might have been ringing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in the AM.
I'm laying
there.
Your cards out now, Wendy. And I'm sorry
Thank
you had some kind of mishap.
Yeah, we have. We're, yes,
yeah.
We are, but we're glad that you are here and able to talk
yeah.
to us. Yes.
Oh, that's very kind. I missed you both.
Aww.
We assumed, and you know, assuming the bad thing, we assumed that everything was going so smashingly awesome. You didn't have time and didn't have any concerns.
Yes,
to call.
Are you happy where you moved?
Yeah, do you like that at least?
Yeah.
The apartment is beautiful.
Oh,
I
nice.
Love the apartment. But on another call, because you allow me one question, I'll explain to you. So,
okay.
No, actually, you get two.
You get a couple questions.
I can work it in right now.
Well, I will tell you, I've been grief-stricken because I found a keepsake box with my beloved mother's lock of hair and a birthday card that said, Love, Mom. When I found it, I was intensely joyful, and I held it to my heart. And I thought, oh, my God, I've got to keep this safe forever. I want to keep it forever. Well, on the move day, April 30th, I brought it with me to the walkthrough in a big bag. And then prior to leaving, because we had to move, I placed that box on the top shelf in my walk-in closet. And dear God, when we came back from the move,